Hello everyone and welcome to Daily Psalm Reading. My name is Alex and today we're going to be reading Psalm 38 together. This is a Psalm of David, so join with me as we read twice. First in the New International Reader's Version, which is a really good, easy to understand version. And then we read again in the English Standard Version, which is a really good academic version. So join with me as we read Psalm 38 in the New International Reader's Version together. Lord, don't correct me when you are angry. Don't punish me when you are burning with anger. You have wounded me with your arrows. You have struck me with your hand. Because of your anger, my whole body is sick. Because of my sin, I'm not healthy. My guilt has become too much for me. It is a load too heavy to carry. My wounds are ugly. They stink. I've been foolish. I have sinned. I am bent over. I've been brought very low. All day long I go around weeping. My back is filled with burning pain. My whole body is sick. I am weak and feel as if I've been broken in pieces. I groan because of the great pain in my heart. Lord, everything I really want is clearly known to you. You always hear me when I sigh. My heart pounds and my strength is gone. My eyes can hardly see. My friends and companions avoid me because of my wounds. My neighbors stay far away from me. Those who are trying to kill me set their traps. Those who want to harm me talk about destroying me. All day long they make their plans and tell their lies. Like a deaf person, I can't hear. Like someone who can't speak, I can't say a word. I'm like someone who doesn't hear. I'm like someone whose mouth can't make any reply. Lord, I wait for you to help me. Lord my God, I know you will answer. I said, don't let my enemies have the joy of seeing me fall. Don't let them brag when my feet slip. I am about to fall. My pain never leaves me. I admit that I have done wrong. I am troubled by my sin. Though I have done nothing to cause it, many people have become my enemies. They hate me without any reason. They pay me back evil, even though I was good to them. They bring charges against me, though I try only to do what is good. Lord, don't desert me. My God, don't be far away from me. Lord, my Saviour, come quickly to help me. And now we read again the same psalm, but this time from the English Standard Version. O Lord, rebuke me not in your anger, nor discipline me in your wrath. For your arrows have sunk into me, and your hand has come down on me. There is no soundness in my flesh because of your indignation. There is no health in my bones because of my sin. For my iniquities have gone over my head. Like a heavy burden, they are too heavy for me. My wounds stink and fester because of my foolishness. I am utterly bowed down and prostrate. All the day I go about mourning. For my sides are filled with burning, and there is no soundness in my flesh. I am feeble and crushed. I groan because of the tumult of my heart. O Lord, all my longing is before you. My sighing is not hidden from you. My heart throbs, my strength fails me, and the light of my eyes, it also has gone from me. My friends and companions stand aloof from my plague, and my nearest kin stand far off. Those who seek my life lay their snares. Those who seek my hurt speak of ruin and meditate treachery all day long. But I am like a deaf man. I do not hear. Like a mute man who does not open his mouth. I have become like a man who does not hear, and in whose mouth are no rebukes. But for you, O Lord, do I wait. It is you, O Lord my God, who will answer. For I said, only let them not rejoice over me, who boast against me when my foot slips. For I am ready to fall, and my pain is ever before me. I confess my iniquity, I am sorry for my sin. But my foes are vigorous, they are mighty, and many are those who hate me wrongfully. Those who render me evil for good accuse me because I follow after good. Do not forsake me, O Lord, O my God, do not be far from me. Make haste to help me, O Lord, my salvation. So this is Psalm 38, which is a psalm of David. And it seems to be a very sad psalm. I've heard before people suggesting that Christians always need to be happy. And I don't think that's necessarily true. I think there are things we can always take joy in, for we are always loved by God and we can always know him. But there will be times when we're not necessarily happy. One time is mentioned here in Psalm 38, or I should say at least one time. Here, the psalmist is feeling the guilt, the weight of their sins. They say it's like a heavy burden, too heavy for me. And there will be times when we're feeling convicted of our sin. We know that we have done something wrong and it can weigh down heavily on us. We feel guilty and we may feel condemned. But what I love about this psalm is that the psalmist doesn't say, I'm condemned and I know, Lord, that it's too late and that I can never make things right. In fact, they know that even though they've done things wrong, even though the psalmist confesses their sin, they can still talk to God. Do not let our sin tell us that we can't approach God. So many times I've spoken to non-Christians and invited them to church, and they feel that if they come to church, their sins will cause them to catch on fire. But we know that is not true. And this is in the Old Testament, and David has sinned, and yet he is able to talk to God about his sin. Don't let shame prevent us from coming to God, but come to God and tell him what is going on. Tell him how we're feeling. If we're feeling so condemned and so anxious and so worried about the things that we have done that we can't move and we can barely even talk and it feels like we can't see and we're surrounded by darkness, it's never too late to come to God and tell him that. Lift your eyes to the Lord. Trust that he listens and he hears. There was a really beautiful phrase in this psalm. Well, there were lots of beautiful phrases, but one that I thought was absolutely lovely. Verse 9, my sighing is not hidden from you. Or in the New International Reader's Version, it says, you always hear me when I sigh. When our sadness comes out, when we sigh, when we're heavy-hearted, even though those things aren't necessarily words, God still hears them. God still understands them. God still hears and answers us. So don't let shame stop you approaching God. Don't let that pain tell you how to live. But bring it before the Lord. Let's admit that we've done wrong, that we're troubled by our sin. Let's let conviction not steer us away from God, but steer us into his merciful hands. I think it's really interesting at the end, there's these requests. Lord, don't desert me. My God, don't be far away from me. Lord, my Saviour, come quickly to help me. David hasn't yet received help. He hasn't yet seen God save him from this particular situation, but he knows it's coming. And when we're distressed, we want help today and we want it now. And it's okay to say, Lord, come quickly to help me. That's a good prayer. It's good to tell God exactly how we are feeling. And God does deliver us. It might not be right now, but we pray, Lord, come and save us quickly. David also seems to have people who are around him who are mocking him, and he doesn't think he's done anything wrong to them, yet people are out to get him. He's already feeling bad because of his sin, and to add on to that, it seems that there are people out to get him who are trying to kill him and set traps. And I know someone who talks about attacks of the enemy as being like bee stings, that they come one after another after another. It's rare that just one bad thing happens, but bad things seem to come in multiples. And that's how David is feeling. He's saying, I'm already bearing the weight of my sin. There's also people trying to kill me. There's people who are making plans to tell lies about me and to me. And I can't talk. And it's like I can't hear. And everything seems to be happening at once. And when we feel stressed, when we feel anxious, this is how it feels. That it's all happening at one time. And I'd like to encourage you, if you are feeling overwhelmed, try and write down the things that are overwhelming you. David goes through one by one all the different things that are overwhelming him. Whether it's his physical health, whether it's his spiritual health, whether it's other people. One by one, he writes them down and brings them to the Lord. And writing things down is such a helpful process. Because it helps us work out what's actually going on in our heart and in our mind. And helps us put these things on paper and bring it to the Lord. So I encourage you today, however you are feeling, whether you're feeling overwhelmed by the world, or that the weight of sin is crushing down on you, you can always bring it to the Lord. You can always come to him. And you can always ask him to save you. He hears even your sighing. He loves you and he delights in saving his children. So this has been Psalm 38. Thank you so much for listening to Daily Psalm Reading. God bless you and goodbye.